Wa alaikum. Even if you speak to him again, convey to him my salam also, if you remember, and have to make a lot of dua for me. He's in Masjid Al-Aqsa, mashallah. And I will make dua.
Nasiha for us, Musab?
Nasiha I'm making for myself first. Usikum wa nafsi wa taqwallah, as we say. That there are lots of things that we are doing, but I think there's one ingredient that we are not really making an effort. I'm talking in general, I'm talking about myself now, that there is an explosion now in South Africa of knowledge. We never ever had in South Africa so many madari, so many darul ulum, so much of tabligh works, so much of khanqahs. We never heard of even khanqah at that time. We never heard of a darul ulum. The first one was at Newcastle, and that too was after great effort that it was established. And but now, like the huffaz, you'll find in every town there's so much of huffaz, so much of ulama, so much of muftis. And then look at the organizations. Now we have so much of organizations. We never had radio stations like we have now. So Alhamdulillah, Channel Islam, Radio Islam, and all the other radio stations, they have brought a lot of knowledge across to our community and people around the world, I mean, which was never even imagined. We couldn't have even dreamt of it. So I believe that on the one hand, it is a great ni'mat, it's a great bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, it is a hujjat and a dalil and a proof that you were given all these opportunities, you were given the knowledge, you were given all the tools for spreading that knowledge and imparting that knowledge and gaining the knowledge. But then how much of amal did you make on that knowledge? Mm-hmm. And that is where the real test lies for us now, that it is definitely an explosion of knowledge. And on our computers, I mentioned in the Darul Uloom the other day too, in the Zakaria and some one, two places, that if you have to take the computer, it has got so much of knowledge, so much of knowledge. Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif, all the fiqh books and all the jurisprudence books and Hadith Sharif books and science knowledge, this knowledge, that knowledge, there's so much of knowledge there. But the computer does not have tawazu in it, does not have humility in it. The computer does not have shukr in it. The computer does not have sabr. The computer does not have taqwa. The computer cannot have all these qualities which are supposed to be in a human being. So we have to take that knowledge from there and transfer it, to apply it in our lives. So the knowledge that is being imparted through the radio stations, through the kitabs, through the madaris, through the darul ulooms and everywhere, mashallah, you make dua, Allah Ta'ala increase that, Allah increase the jamaat work, Allah increase all the good activities. But the effort towards ikhlas seems to have left us, that it is, it seems to be an ingredient that is in short supply. And so I make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless me also with ikhlas, and bless the ummat with ikhlas when we're doing dini work. Amen. Because if ikhlas, even if you have a little of ikhlas, it goes a long way. All this what we are seeing are the fruits of the original seeds which were planted of those trees by people of ikhlas. At that time they went through great difficulty, hardship, pain, problem, suffering, but they established this institution, they grew from there, then we went after that overseas, lots of them studied here, there, everywhere. And alhamdulillah, today in our country it is as if meaning knowledge is blooming. So I make dua that Allah Ta'ala bless us with life of taqwa and piety, and Allah Ta'ala unite the ummah. There are just too much of quarrels, arguments, disputes over trivial matters. We don't have the capacity to accommodate differences of opinion which are based on the Quran and Sunnah. We're not talking about just whims and fancies. But Quran and Sunnah, if there are differences of opinion, we don't have the capacity and the heart to accommodate. Then again, we have people sometimes who are just out for nothing but mischief, to create more and more friction and division and disunity in the ummah. Then circulation of emails which are many a time nothing but full of lies and full of nothing but untruths and all kind of the things that were not correct. Now that just circulates, and then so many people afterwards don't get to know what is the truth also. Mm-hmm. So that dream that I spoke about earlier has been my life's mission from all the time. I've been always, we've worked with everybody, with Judicial Council, with Dimitra Transvaal, with Natal, with all the others, with so many local organizations, with people of Sayyid Amal and with the, all these people which to work. We disagree, we tell them this is not right, that is not right, finish. After that, you don't just, they say if the snake falls from the ceiling, then you must take the stick and beat it and kill it. But now you don't go around chasing and looking for snakes in all over the jungles just because one snake fell from your ceiling. So like that, it is our duty that when it's batil, then we'll say it is batil, it is not right. But this whole atmosphere that we have changed, where there was at one time at least so much of unity in the community, and there was an accommodation of different views and ideas, as long as it was based on the Quran and Sunnah. So this is my message, that let us work towards the unity of the Ummah, but of course, as I say, that it must be, the principles must be there, Quran and Sunnah. And inshallah, we can go a long way. And if we can't make any input, we can't do anything good, then at least let us not create more and more friction and division, because it truly, truly hurts the very, very sensitive and Mubarak heart of my beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Musab, on a bit of a lighter note to end, if Zahid Asmal is to bring for you iftari tonight, what would you request me to bring to you?
In fact, so many people are wanting to know what must we bring for you for iftar. When I went to Atikaf to stay there for 2 years, I was there. They used to ask me, what do you want for iftar? I said, just one samosa and just one piece of meat, if you would want to give. But otherwise, that's my iftar. Just, and that is the truth, that iftar, what can you really eat? You just have a few bites of anything and it's over. So Alhamdulillah, my wife is very fortunate in that respect. And she says one thing about you, that you have never been fussy with regards to food or anything. Sure. If there's anything ready and prepared, you'll eat it. And if not, then I'll say just fry one egg and give it. But like that, Alhamdulillah. One thing, I think, before we conclude, I think it's an interesting and lighthearted, as you said, that my nikah took place on the 26th of December, 1969. Yes. So that is called Boxing Day. So although we have married on Boxing Day, but Alhamdulillah, we haven't boxed, you know, in our lives. And we have had a very, very nice, peaceful, happy married life. Uh-huh. And I have said in my bayans that the secret ingredient is this, that wives will have sometimes some kind of pride, that they are your wives, so they are going to say certain things that may irritate sometimes. So then what we must do, we must just take out our notebook from the pocket, because sometimes their malfuzat are better than our malfuzat. Their quotations are better than our quotations. So that's why I must just say, right, this is quotation number 99, this is quotation number 103. As soon as you say that, she'll start smiling, and you start smiling, and this is the end of the quarrel.
Mawlana, Jazakallah khairan, Ahsan al-Jaza for your time. Highly appreciated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you, Appa, the rest of the family, to the highest stages that you could give us and continue to give us in the country. We learn from you every day something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you long life, inshallah, and the highest stages of Jannah, elevate you one day in the pious ranks as well. And for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Duas, otherwise you are just humble slaves of Allah ta'ala with nothing to be really talked about. But I make a lot of dua for you too, that is it, for all the khidmat of deen that you all are rendering. And Allah bless you all also with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, and give us istiqamat on deen and khatim on iman.
Ameen. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.